Harry S. Truman, A Life, by Robert H. Farrell. Dedication. For Samuel Flagg Bemis, born 1891, died 1973. Richard Brandon Morris, born 1904, died 1989. And Henry Steele Commager, born 1902. Exemplary historians, unforgettable friends. Preface. Harry S. Truman of Independence, Missouri, aged 60 when he took up the duties of President of the United States, was the right man for his time. An awkward era in domestic politics and a downright dangerous period in foreign relations. With much experience in domestic affairs, none in foreign, he took the measure of his responsibilities and made few errors. He was not the complete leader. He was capable of errors. He tended to believe that anyone who opposed him did so on political grounds, and he sometimes believed the worst of people who happened to differ from him. He trusted his friends. They could do no wrong, and he would back them beyond the usual limits of politics. He was hypersensitive to criticism of his family, and anyone who erred in that regard was in instant trouble. He was almost demonic in his habits of work, and could labor to the point of being near the end of his nervous energy. Especially in the second term of his presidency, he began to tire more than he realized, and this could lead to poor judgment. Withal, he possessed many positive qualities. He would make up his mind in what he described as a jump decision, after which he submitted the tentative conclusion to every test that time and energy allowed. When he decided he was ready, he could snap off a decision in what looked like carelessness, but was not, after which he put indecision out of mind, knowing it would do no further good. He listened to people, and not in a pro forma way. He knew he could learn from them, and was anxious for instruction. He liked people, liked to think good of them until they displayed nasty tendencies. Contrary to the behavior of his predecessor, he never tried to be a manipulator. He was an inveterate idealist, unashamed, occasionally tearful, and one may be permitted to observe that in the latter half of a century not noted for idealism, such people were nice to have around. Harry Truman was not dedicated to himself. He had no feelings of self-importance. This was a precious attribute. He always distinguished between...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?